You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Senator Mike Crapo was born and raised in Idaho Falls. He attended BYU and got a law degree from Harvard. Beginning in 1993, he served 6 years as the U.S. representative for Idaho's 2nd Congressional District. In November of 1998, he was first elected as a United States Senator for the state of Idaho. He has held that position ever since, and today he is the senior senator of our state. Senator Crapo is joining me live on the phone from Capitol Hill. Welcome, and thank you for taking some time out of your day.
Thank you, Gemma. Good to be with you.
Well, we asked for listener questions and comments, and so I would like to basically try to get as many of these listener questions in as possible. So I'm going to start with the very first one. And we got quite a few listeners asking about your reaction to last night's State of the Union address, in particular about President Trump's comments about an additional border wall and solving that problem. Could you comment on that?
Yes. First and foremost, I thought he gave an outstanding speech. He started his speech by talking about the importance that we get over our differences and break the gridlock in Congress and build some consensus-based solutions. He then went on to review some of the successes that I think were really strong that we've had in the last couple of years, but to put forward a very strong advocacy for the agenda he thinks we ought to work through, and then concluded in what I thought was a very patriotic call for us to remember the importance to our country of us getting things worked out between each other. In the context of that, when he made a very strong argument for increased border security. There has been virtual complete resistance to his effort to build a border wall. He's made it clear that he's willing to focus on what the experts are proposing that we need to do to change that from just a concrete wall to steel fencing or to steel structures where needed, to focus on increased personnel and increased technology and other types of border security as well. And I believe those are the right kinds of things. I think it's correct that we need stronger border enforcement. We need a system in which we have robust immigration, but in a legal way. And I hope that Congress will be able to come together and achieve just that kind of a resolution of this difficult issue.
And I have another question. Neil, a listener of Idaho Matters, said, did you support the actions of the president when he chose not to continue to fund the government that led to the historically long shutdown that many of our constituents were forced
to
weather?
The answer to the question is yes, I supported what we did in Congress when we extended the government operations for a period of time. I think it would have been better had we not had a government shutdown, but I don't think it's accurate to say that it was the president who made that happen. He was certainly a part of the issue, but the very budget that Congress had passed before the November elections last year, at least in the Senate, and was ready to be passed in the House, is the one he said he would accept. And it was the refusal, frankly, of the new House leadership to pass that budget that caused him to say no. So certainly there's enough blame to go all the way around, but the bottom line is it was our gridlock, our failure to agree on, frankly, a particularly key issue, this border security, and I supported the president standing firm on that.
So what will you do come next Friday when we're looking at another potential government shutdown?
Well, my hope is that all parties, the president and the House and the Senate, will agree that we should not have another shutdown, regardless of whether we've even resolved the border security issues. My first hope is, and there is intense negotiation going on right now, but my first hope is that we resolve that issue and every other issue. But either way, my hope will be that we are able to avoid another government shutdown. In fact, I've actually sponsored for the last couple of Congresses legislation that we should pass now, and I would encourage us to pass next Friday if we could, that would say that we won't ever have another government shutdown, and if we ever come to an impasse like this most recent one, that we will have automatic continued resolutions that keep the government operational while we work through the impasse.
So, Katie, another listener, she said, it is my understanding that Senator Crapo has taken money from the NRA or its third-party affiliates. She wants to know how you can ensure that you remain a neutral party when it comes to protecting our children and our families and public events from gun violence through legislation?
Well, first of all, I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment right to bear arms, and I've received support not just from the NRA, but from individual owners of firearms across Idaho and across the country. And I'm one of the strong supporters of the right to bear arms and our Second Amendment to the Constitution. I don't believe that creates any kind of impartiality, of partiality in the context of dealing with the safety of our children in schools. We must focus on that, and frankly, I think one of the most important things that we need to do is to focus on the real causes of this. And what we are finding, and many, many experts are saying, is that one of the biggest causes is a mental illness. And our failure to identify it, and then when it's identified, to engage and intervene and help resolve the issues that are presented by it. That's not an easy chore, but I've sponsored legislation and will continue to support solutions that focus on identifying all issues like that and then providing the adequate funding necessary for us to deal with those kinds of underlying causes.
We have quite a few listeners asking about the environment. And I want to ask a question from Scott, and he talks about scientists say that we have 12 years to transform our energy system away from fossil fuels and into energy efficiency and sustainable energy. He goes on to say the president has withdrawn the United States from the Paris Climate Accord. And then in yesterday's State of the Union, he talked about U.S. fossil fuel production. So he wants to know, Senator, what are you doing in the Senate to address the issue of climate change?
I'm a very strong supporter of an all-of-the-above approach. I don't believe we should simply reject oil and gas and coal as sources of our energy. Even if we do ultimately move to different primary sources, it will take decades, and we must produce the kinds of energy that help our society and, frankly, help protect people in our society from other damage in their lives. That being said, there are ways that we can promote more and newer technologies, the clean coal technologies, and the other types of approaches that while we look for other kinds of energy, we can produce a cleaner and a more healthy environment. Secondly, as I said, I'm a very strong supporter of all other options. Wind, solar, nuclear power, I believe, is one of the big solutions that we should be much more aggressively looking at. And there is research right now into algae and hydrogen, and the list goes on. The United States has always been able to get through these kinds of issues, and I believe we should. But while we do, I don't believe that we should abandon what right now is by necessity one of the key elements of our fuel in our society.
We have another listener who wanted to know what you are doing to protect public lands from development and oil and gas leases.
Well, first of all, we have very extensive and appropriate laws in place to help us to determine when leases on public lands should be made, particularly federal lands. The state has its own system. And I believe those operate quite well with adequate protections put in place. So if the question is, would I like to stop us from making public or federal lands available for this kind of production, I would not. But I would say that I like the system that we have, where we have strong environmental protections and considerations in place before any such leases are made. The protection of our public lands from development in general, if that is development in terms of oil and gas, it's, as I've said, I think we should continue to do so in a way that's environmentally safe. But if it's if that question refers to other development, like selling off public lands or dealing with our public lands in a way that increases public access, again, I believe that we need to recognize our public lands are a tremendous asset to America. We should keep them strong and available, and we should continue to push for very strong environmental protections as we move forward.
We had a couple of listeners comment that you used to hold town hall meetings, and you have not on a regularly. And they want to know if you are committed to holding town hall meetings in Boise, in Idaho Falls, across the state.
Well, first of all, I'm surprised by the first part of that question because I've actually held over 200 town meetings over the last 3 or 4 years or so. In fact, going back probably 4 or 5 years now, I decided to hold a town meeting in every single incorporated town in Idaho. And I did accomplish that. It took about 2.5 years to get it done, but had one in every single incorporated town in Idaho. And by the way, that is exactly 200 towns. In addition, I'm now looking at trying to do all of the unincorporated towns, which is about another, I'd say 160 to 185 or 90 towns. And that's where I'm focused now. Certainly, as I move forward, I've done more than a dozen town meetings in Boise and in other towns, similar numbers. And I will be, I'm sure, doing them again. But right now, my focus is to do the town meetings I hold in unincorporated towns, places that generally don't get a member of Congress to come there and hold a town meeting. I think the folks who live in those less populated areas
And I need to wrap you up, Senator. Thank you so much for taking your time. You've been listening to Idaho Matters.